Showers and thunderstorms moving through the western Corn Belt this morning will advance across a larger portion of the region as we move a little bit deeper into the day and into the day tomorrow. The precipitation is going to be quite variable, with it diminishing somewhat in intensity as we go forward through the next couple of hours, and then maybe it will rekindle a little later in the day. The precipitation is going to be most important to the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, in particular eastern parts of South Dakota and Minnesota, where there's still some significant moisture deficits playing out. And this particular disturbance may not bring enough moisture to those areas to fix the dryness situation, but it's a step in the right direction. And there's a second storm system that will move into those very same areas as we move into tonight and Saturday that will likely generate some additional precipitation that will be significant enough to bolster soil moisture further and help to set the stage for a more favorable planting season. The rest of the Midwest will see a return of precipitation and warmer temperatures as we move forward through these next few days. The warm-up is going to be helpful in stimulating some new crop development. Some of the winter wheat that was injured by the frost and freezes of recent days would perhaps find the heat just to be a little bit uncomfortable, but it's probably not going to cause additional problems for the crop, especially since it will probably rain as the warming takes place and more cool weather will be back as we get involved with the early part of next week. There will be some additional frost and freezes early to midweek next week. The coldest conditions will occur across the Dakotas and eastward into the Great Lakes region, and we'll see temperatures slip below freezing in some of that region. But further to the south, not much more than a little bit of frost is likely to occur, and we don't expect that to be nearly as significant as what we've experienced here this week. So the bottom line is no further damage to corn or wheat is likely, at least not right now. The forecast does suggest that we will see a mild temperature regime occur across a fair amount of the Midwest as we go deeper into next week, and we'll see some more warmer weather for brief periods of time. The weather pattern is going to try to change a little bit as we move into the end of next week, into the following weekend, and if it succeeds, there may be a little bit of an increase in precipitation across the northern plains and a part of the upper Midwest. We'll watch for that real closely. I don't have a tremendous amount of confidence in the suggested change, but there is potential there for a short period of time for some improvement to occur. In the meantime, the southeastern corner of the U.S. will get a little bit of shower activity to evolve as we move through the weekend, and that will help to ease some of the drying bias that's been present in that region for a little while. The forecast does not generate major soakings of rain for the southeastern states, and there is more dry weather that comes in shortly after this period of time, leaving them in a moisture deficit environment. The overall bottom line for most of the Midwest will likely be favorable from all practical purposes. We will see fieldwork resume again as we break up the precipitation potentials, but in the coming week to 10 days will generate just enough precipitation periodically to slow the pace of planting just a bit. But the combination of the seasonal temperatures and moisture will be ideal for long-term crop development. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.